Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Dylan, can you say Rob Beckett?
What's that, Beckett?
And can you say Josh Widdicombe? Josh Widdicombe? Yeah!
There we go. Hi, Rob and Josh, this is my son Dylan, 20 months old. He's a little parrot at the moment, so I want 20 months. That's basically where I am, I think. He's a little parrot at the moment, so I wondered how he'd do saying your names. What do you reckon, Rob?
Oh, you didn't say our names. I mean, it was cute. She seemed to be into it. But from a point of view of introducing the show, if you're a new listener, who the fuck's presenting this? No, I don't want to have a go at him. It's Christmas. But I understand he's cute. Hands up. I'll let Dylan is a cute baby. The mum's loving it. However, we're trying to get a show on the road here. And people listening need to know who the fuck's presenting it.
This is we're now with a major, you know, we're competing with Joe Rogan here, Rob.
Exactly.
We've got to do something.
And Jack,
here.
Mate.
Exactly. Sorry about coughing. I've got the worst cough. So if a joke is more than 6 or 7 out of 10 funny, I'm going to get into a coughing situation.
I will tell you what. Don't watch Wallop. You'll be back in A&E before you know it.
Have you got a stand-up show out on Sky?
Yeah, funny you should say that, actually. Yeah, my tour Wallop's been on a Sky on Boxing Day, and it's still available on demand, mate. So it's quite interesting, that. Didn't know if you knew.
No, I did know, yes, because I accidentally clicked on social media once at Christmas and saw 48 mentions of it.
But actually, I got into quite a good... Because I was like, I don't want to just plug it for the sake of it, so I started slacking off people's front rooms where they were tagging me watching it. Oh, that was quite good fun.
That's good. Back anyway, to the old days doing Zoom gigs. Originally from England, my husband Michael and I moved to Vancouver, Canada, about 4 years ago, and now have our much-loved maple syrup baby Dylan. I love listening to the podcast to keep in touch with my British sense of humour. It's lifted my spirits on many occasions, so thanks for everything you do. Also just started listening to the audiobook and really enjoying it so far. All the best. I've added the intonation there. All the best.
So far.
Ella, Michael and Dylan. Oh, I've been reading a book over Christmas, Rob.
What have you been reading?
Well, I got for Christmas. Tell you what, you think our life's tough. Matthew Perry's had it hard. Fuck it now, mate. Anyway. Oh, my God.
Has he got kids?
Matthew Perry hasn't got kids. But he's got... I'd say...
Let's get everything else.
An interesting relationship with his parents.
What happened in it then? What's the main crux? Because I know he was a drug addict and he went up and down in weight doing Friends and he didn't enjoy it.
He's not in a good place. Oh,
what happened with his parents then? Can you say, or is it a bit too bleak for the... Christmas
New
Year?
His dad left at 1.
Right.
But he was back in the middle of the afternoon. Am I right?
Lovely stuff. Yeah. I tell you what, if I had your cough, I'd be coughing now. That was, I'd say, 8.3.
No, his dad left when he was 1, moved to LA. Yeah. His mum was a kind of spin doctor for Pierre Trudeau, the Canadian president, who's the father of the current one. what's he called? Justin Trudeau.
Yeah.
So he never really got any attention from his parents. And then he moved to Hollywood to become an actor. Currently he's drinking a lot of vodka. But he's not in Friends
still
yet. No. He's...
Well, it is Christmas. Let him off.
It starts when his colon explodes. That's the first scene of the book.
Fuck. How'd you explode a colon?
And he says he spent something like £7 million on... He's been in rehab like 25 times. Something insane. It is... It's up there with Lily Allen and Andre Agassi if you want to read a celebrity biography. That, yeah. Anyway, that's not why I'm here.
Right. How was Christmas with your lovely children?
I'm so ill. Can you hear it?
I'm a bit rough as well.
I sound as sexy as Matthew Perry's dad?
There's an alarm going off.
Spice adverts.
Hang on. What? There's an alarm going off. 1 second.
Hello, Rob. Has Rob quit the podcast?
Fuck was that?
Once again, you don't get this. You don't get this on Joe Rogan or Jack, mate.
Jesus Christ, Josh. Did you hear that?
No.
Fuck me.
I thought you just left. I thought you just quit the podcast because of my boring Matthew Perry anecdote.
No, I love the Matthew Perry. That alarm went off. It went through me. I've got a sore throat and a headache. I don't know. It's the alarm, house alarm.
But you're outside, right? In the shed.
Yeah, but in the shed at the end of the garden. I've got a little alarm on that as well. You can extend it out.
Are you broken into?
I'm in here. Fucking hell.
Oh, God, this has got my cough going. I mean, we're keeping this in. An edited version, I imagine, but... Hello, Rob?
Fucking hell. Sorry about this, guys.
Is it still going on?
It's never done this before.
Oh, no, it's gone. An orange light's come on again. Josh, this is horrible.
So what, you've got a burglar alarm on your...
Fucking hell.
Has it gone off again?
Oh, God. This is terrible.
This is bad. I'm sorry, Michael. It says alarm silence now.
Rob,
go on.
Me and Michael can't hear it because of the way Zoom works.
No, you can't. Well, you can't hear it.
We can barely hear it because of the way Zoom works. But because it's done local recording, you will be...
You need it on there, boy.
The audience are loving it.
Okay, right.
So what happened?
Okay, I think we're good. Kill me.
You're joking.
This is... I'm not joking. I don't know what to do. Hang on.
I'm trusting that this is really funny podcasting because I can't hear anything. I feel like I'm podcasting in a cave.
It's actually just a new bit that Rob's trying out.
Man versus alarm.
Right. Fuck me. I had a howler there, Josh.
So tell me about it.
Well, it just kept on going off. I think basically there's some battery problem that battery needs replacing.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Have you got a burglar alarm on your shed?
Yes, because I've got a computer in there, haven't I? But now, basically what I did was I just turned it off at the plug and it went mental, obviously, because if you were a burglar, that would be your first thought, wouldn't
course.
It?
Yeah,
just
of course.
Pull the plug.
Yeah. That's not going to disable the burglar alarm. And so then what happened?
It went bananas.
It went worse?
Yeah, so loud. And then now it just says active fault. So I think it just says faults. So I think it knows it needs to be looked at kind of thing.
Right.
So yeah, that's good to know, isn't it?
That was a Christmas treat for the listeners. Michael can't wait to get the recording of that so we can hear what it sounded like. Because to me and him, Michael thought you were just doing a bit.
I'm coughing now. My head, I feel like I've been in Matthew Perry's brain at the start of Friends. It's over 8.5, was it, that little joke?
Oh my God, Rob. So ill.
I think I'm all good now. I've sorted it. So we're all right.
I've done two COVID tests this Christmas, Rob.
Yeah. You got it?
No. But you know when you're like so confident both times, and when you get a negative, you're like,
everyone's been ill at Christmas. Yeah. Like everyone's had a cough or a cold. And like I was getting a little bit ill. My mates were going, oh, I'm ill actually. I can't come out. I can't meet up for a coffee, blah, blah, blah. And I was doing that thing. I don't know, self-employed people do at the time, going, funny that. Stop getting ill when I was self-employed. You know, that's something I do a bit. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, yeah, ill are you? You have a little day off, are you? Paid sick day, fair enough. Yeah. You don't really get ill anymore now. I'm self-employed. But I think I am ill now a bit.
Yeah.
I think I'm just run down. It's tiring, Christmas, isn't it?
Fuck me sideways.
I passed out the night Christmas Eve on the sofa at like 9 o'clock.
Did you?
And, you know...
Is that alcohol-related?
No, just tiredness. And then I was supposed to be, because Father Christmas brought my children a Barbie dream house.
Yeah, I saw Lou built it on her Instagram.
Well, no, she didn't build it, did she? Father Christmas brought it, Josh. But
What's Lou doing on her Instagram?
Yeah, she is building it. Yes, she is building a Barbie dream house that I was supposed to build.
So Father Christmas brought it unbuilt.
Yes, exactly. So we had to quickly... Well, Lou did it. She did everything.
You know when you build something like that? Was there stickers?
I don't know. I've normally do it. I've done like a little... They got like a sort of Wendy House? A Doll's House thing before that I built. And that was hard work. But yeah, she did it in about an hour, I think. She absolutely smashed it.
That's
so
good.
Big up, Lou, for that.
Father Christmas got an hour on his hands on Christmas Eve to build a dream house.
Send an elf in. I tell you what's a great Christmas film. Arthur Christmas. I think I said it before. Absolute belter. Like, the elves never get enough respect, I don't think, in the Christmas films. How was your Christmas, Josh? Do you want to go through your week before? Because we didn't...
Shall I talk about my Christmas?
I mean, if you don't, we're struggling today. No, I'm just talking about my plans for Easter.
So, 23rd.
Yep.
I've just written down some headlines here. The 23rd, we made a mistake.
Okay.
Rosa said this about six times this Christmas, that we're just learning every year and we'll do it better next year.
Yeah, go on.
So our mistake this year was because we were both so busy in December, we just left everything too late. Because we had that wedding the weekend before, which we were quite heavily involved in.
Because you only had a day off the 22nd. Was the 22nd your first day off?
The 22nd was my first day off, Rob.
Yes.
My first chance to do Christmas shopping was the morning of the 23rd, and that was also my last chance to do Christmas shopping.
Yep. Okay, sure.
So that was interesting, we should say.
So do the DVLA have an outlet at Oxford Circus for you to get the provisional?
They don't. No, they're based in Swansea. Everyone knows that the DVLA is based in Swansea.
Yeah, you just write Swansea DVLA and it gets
exactly. It's exactly.
No postcode necessary.
No, and exactly. It's like Father Christmas. And they knew it was coming anyway. They just sent one out. No, so Christmas Eve, Christmas the 23rd, two main memories was my son has taken to shitting in the bath.
Lovely. Okay. Every time?
I'd say more than half the time at the moment.
Oh, my shit. It's like Gazza at Tottenham.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. There's nothing you can do about it.
You just got to ride it out. Your son shits in the bath.
Because it's not a problem, really. Can I give you a tip if your son shits in the bath? Or daughter?
Yeah, or daughter.
Yeah. Don't make the mistake I made last night. Right? You've got to go early on fishing it out.
Obviously, how is that a tip? How is that not just your immediate thought?
Well, because last night I didn't realise.
That's fine. I'll let you do that. Yeah.
It is most difficult to get when it's in the plug hole.
Oh, my God. Has there been a case where it wasn't because you didn't realise, you just thought, I'll deal with that later and let it bob?
Let's not go into that. But, yeah, so we don't need to understand why it was in the plug hole. I didn't let it bob.
You've let it bob.
No, I didn't let it bob. It was on the bottom of the bath as the water was coming out, and I thought, I'll just let the water go because then it'll be easier to fish it out.
No, because then every time you run the bath, it's going to stink of shit.
It's not going to stink of shit every time.
It will stick on the pipe in the plug hole.
No, I got it out of the plug hole, Rob.
Oh, okay, you got it out of the plug hole. Fucking hell, how solid is shit?
Well, not as solid as I'd hope. So, you know, yeah.
Oh, this is awful.
Yeah. Anyway... Same night, 23rd, the cat pissed on the work surface in the kitchen.
Oh, no. Was there stuff on there?
Yeah. R.I.P. Panettone.
Oh, no. That'll soak it up, though. If anything, that was probably the best thing it could have pissed on.
Yeah. Do you know what? And also, the bottom of Rose's advent calendar, we had to cut off the bottom 10 doors.
Because it was covered in piss?
Yeah, because it was covered in piss.
23rd, I'm putting that straight in the bin, Josh.
Well, the thing is, Rob... I tell you what advent calendar I got her.
Go on.
I got her one for the local coffee shop where it's like a free coffee or a free pastry each day and stuff like that. And so you leave the doors on the advent calendar. You can use them when you want to use them till the end of January.
Right.
There was a pissy pastry that she's not ever going to get to use.
Oh, that's a shame. I'm sure if you explained the situation, they'd give her a pastry.
Well, I think I'd rather pay for my own pastry than walk in and try and explain that situation and be accused of fraud.
Yeah, okay.
So that was a bad start to the 23rd. 24th, fucking disaster.
Why?
One of my presents turned up, Rob.
Yeah, I'm glad for my daughter. This is stressing me out. What, on the 24th?
On the 24th, right? And it was, as he handed it over to Rose, I was out, it was vibrating, like a vibrator.
Okay, yeah, thanks for joining the dots.
Yeah.
You bought your daughter a vibrator?
Off Amazon, right? It looked like I'd bought a vibrator from Amazon.
Yep.
Do you know what it was? Operation.
It was Operation.
But it looked like I'd bought a vibrator, Rob.
What did the Amazon guy say?
Well, I wasn't there. Rose picked it up, thank God. Yeah, enjoy. You're going to have a great Christmas. I just couldn't get anything done on the 24th, Rob. Two kids in the house, stuff to do. It was a disaster. Christmas Eve was an absolute disaster.
So what did you do? If I'm honest with you. You just was in the house with them?
Well, no, I took both of them out because then Rose and her mum could get on with food prep and wrapping.
Yeah.
But my daughter had the worst Christmas Eve ever because she was so excited about it. But
where'd
we
you
were
take her?
Trying to get stuff done. Where do you think I fucking took her on?
Victoria Park.
The park. Oh, why not?
Nice festive special treat to the fucking park again.
Well, I only needed 90 minutes. I'm not going to get in the car. Nothing's open on Christmas Eve. Where am I going?
Loads is open Christmas Eve.
What?
Loads is open.
What? I'm not going to go to fucking Westfield, Rob, on Christmas Eve.
I did. I went out to the kids to the cinema to see Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Yeah, Rob, one of your kids isn't 18 months old. Can you imagine going to the cinema to watch Muppet's Christmas Carol with an 18-month-old?
No, that would have been a bad... That would have been awful.
Put yourself in my shoes. I'm going to go to the cinema with an 18-month-old to watch Muppet's Christmas Carol and ruin it for everyone.
I didn't realise when we got in, the one I booked was a dog-friendly screening.
Oh, my God. And you hate dogs?
I don't mind dogs. I don't really want to have to step over one in the dark.
Why is there a dog-friendly screening? What fucking dog wants to go to Muppet's Christmas Carol?
It's not the dog, is it? And do you know what? The problem with the dog-friendly screening isn't the dogs. It's dog owners.
Yeah.
They love their dogs.
Did it smell?
Much. It didn't smell. Dogs don't really smell, to be honest, apart from like if they've come back from a walk. If you're taking your dog to the cinema, you're going to give it a brush up. But
yeah.
I find it's a little bit like...
So how many dogs are in the cinema?
I'm saying 10 dogs. There was 10 dogs in there. They're all really well behaved, but it's a bit like...
Take your dog?
No, fuck
that. I didn't know it was dog friendly.
Well, I did know.
Did any of the dogs like bark at each other?
No, they're all quite chilled. And then to be fair, it gets dark, so they just go asleep. And it was quite good, actually, if your kid doesn't like big, loud bangs, because it's a bit quieter.
Oh, what? They turn the sound down for the dogs?
But I had seats right towards the end, so I had to make 3 people and 3 dogs stand up to get to the end. Where we were sat.
What do you mean you had to make the... Just step over the fucking
you
dog,
You can't
Rob.
Step... What, in the fucking dark? I don't want to step on someone's dog's head.
You're getting your dog... The dog to stand up and shimmy back like it's the person at the cinema. Sorry, Fido, get back a bit. No, come on.
It was quite funny, though, when there was like a yelp in the... A dog yelped in the film, and then all the other dogs went...
And I thought, God.
That was quite cute. Yeah. And then, but then all the dog owner was like, oh my God. I'm like, some people love their dogs too much, I think, Josh.
Yeah, of course they do, Rob. I think you could be accused of many things, but I don't think you could ever be accused of loving your dog too much.
No, that dog gets the right amount of love out of me, I think.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it starts taking the piss.
Tough love, I'd say.
The cat's having a tough time, though. The dog keeps chasing the cat. The cat needs to just stand up for himself. The cat as well jumped over a little fence on top of the dog. And the dog didn't know what was going on. So it was like piggybacking.
Kind of rode the dog rodeo.
Yeah, and the dog went just spinning around trying to get a cat, but he couldn't get the cat because it was like UFC.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've got to ask.
Yeah.
Did you give presents to the dog and the cat?
I didn't. Lou did.
Oh, no.
He got a little jumper and a toy and a woolly hat. Anyway, sorry, so what did you do? You went to the park Christmas Eve and didn't she enjoy it?
Christmas Eve. I just went, no, that was fine. But then you're
just
basically...
In the park.
We fucked it up Christmas Eve, Rob. That's because we were so behind because of our December.
Yeah.
We had too much to do on Christmas Eve. My daughter was really excited about Christmas, but we couldn't give her any attention because we were doing stuff.
Yeah, so she,
she was bored out of her mind. We were going, do you want to watch Stickman for the 8th time? Because we've got to do the stuffing or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It was an absolute, it was our fault.
Did she eat any of the Christmas food?
On Christmas Day?
Yep.
Yeah, fine with the food on Christmas Day.
Oh, does she? What, she'll have like roast turkey?
Well, obviously you know what I have, Rob.
Yeah, vegetarian lasagna.
I took a photo for you.
Lovely.
Yeah, I've got a photo for you. I thought I'd send it to you.
Oh, yeah, lovely. Please, please. It looks a bit like a cauliflower cheese, to be honest.
It looks good, doesn't it, Rob?
You've got stuffing, though.
I've got stuffing. I've got sprouts. I've got spuds. I've got carrots and weird purple carrots.
I'll be honest with you. Your Brussels sprouts look shit. You've just boiled them.
Whoa, Rose isn't going to be happy about that.
Well, they look shit. I'm sorry. Well, they look tasteless. No offence.
Well, do you know what? We are big sprout people throughout the year.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, we do lovely roasted sprouts with capers and truffle oil.
Oh.
Lovely, Rob.
Oh,
and
my God.
And then Christmas
God.
Day, we just boil up the fucking sprouts.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
I don't know, Rob.
Yeah, I don't think you played. It feels like it was a bit of a kick bollock scramble, your Christmas.
Oh, mate, Rob. Rob, it
so
really
you come
was
back
a kick
from Christmas
scramble.
Eve, you come back from the park.
Yeah.
What time's this?
Oh, I don't know, lunchtime. My son has to go to bed, so about midday.
Oh, is he still on a nap? Oh, that's good.
Oh, he's still on a nap big time. He's still on a nap big time. Thank God it is the only time I get to wrap presents or do any Christmas prep. And so the whole day is just, I just started tidying, Rob. I just couldn't stop tidying. I think I had a bit of a, do you ever, it all just gets too much and you just start tidying and you can't stop for some kind of desperation for control. All right, let me rephrase the question. Does Lou ever start tidying as a desperation for control?
Yes, I think she does that a bit more than me. I'll give the dishwasher a once over and I'd wipe the sides.
Fuck me. I've loaded the dishwasher so many times in the last 48 hours.
Oh, my God. I spent more time in the dishwasher than my kids.
Oh, my. It's insane how I can't believe it's still happening. I can't believe because we're still creating dirty plates, dirty dishes. Just when you think you've got on top of it, something else full of leftovers gets finished and then you've got another dish that's got stuff welded onto the side of it.
Also as well, the Christmas dinner really does weld onto a plate. If you leave that, the gravy, cheese to dry, that is a problem. The dishwasher's not enough. You've got to scrub and rinse before it goes in.
Yeah, exactly. How was your Christmas Eve, Rob? Was your build-up better?
Well, we did quite a lot that week, so should I go through the week of what we did?
Is it going to piss me off?
No. We went on that bus tour, didn't we?
We had a lovely bus tour, Rob.
Yeah,
we had a lovely bus tour.
Me, you, Rose, Lou, and the kids, but not your youngest. He would have hated it. But we had an afternoon tea Grinch bus tour. It was fun, wasn't it?
The French guy who was like comparing the bus.
He was good.
He was good. The cakes were good.
It was good, wasn't it?
I'm going to say it.
Yep.
The advantage of them turning things green is that it's nice and Grinchy.
Yeah.
The disadvantage is that children decide they don't like it because it's green when they just would have eaten a normal scone.
Yeah, that's the problem. I did feel like our kids were a bit anti the cakes because they were bright green. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you're going, come on, mate, it's only food colouring. It doesn't taste. But it's difficult to explain that to a four-year-old.
Yeah, you just got to let them ride it out themselves. But the kids got on well. Your daughter is so polite and so sweet. She was so quiet. She's very quiet.
Do you know what? That she takes a while with strangers.
Right,
you know
okay.
I mean?
Yeah. So, especially a Frenchman talking about the Grinch on a microphone strapped to his chin.
It's a very fascinating thing. If she's with people that she really knows, she becomes heavily in charge.
Mm.
And if she's with people she doesn't know, she sits back and observes.
She's like you. She looks exactly like you as well.
Yeah, well, that's a shame for her. No one deserves that.
I'd say you and Rose have got the complete opposite shape of faces.
Yeah, but do you want to know something interesting?
Go on.
Rose has got a thin face, but when she was a child, she had a big round face.
She had a big round face as a child. All right, okay.
She had a big round face as a child, which I've got as an adult, which my daughter's got. Yeah. So we don't know if she's going to morph into Rose's thin face or maintain the big round face of Widdicombe.
Yes, but it's almost very trademarky, your face.
Yeah, I have got it. You know, like, Elle Macpherson got her legs insured.
You've got your face insured.
I've got my cheeks insured.
Yes. but no, she's so sweet. She's really sweet.
Yeah, your kids are lovely, Rob.
And they're loud.
They're not loud. Oh, my. I tell you who's fucking loud.
Who?
You.
Oh, that was bad, wasn't it?
You heckled two separate people on the bus.
I know.
Someone's phone went off, which, considering this morning, the fucking cheek of it, right? Someone's phone went off in the middle of the bus, and Rob shouted out, "Oi, oi, Captain Business."
It was bad. That got a laugh, to be fair.
The whole bus heard it.
Yeah, but I can't help myself. There's something wrong with me, Josh. I speak before I've thought.
Were you brought up in a jongler's? Like, it's like you're...
Yeah, my house was worse than a jongler's growing up.
Was it?
Oh, so loud, everyone so shouting.
You're constantly on your toes looking for bants.
100%, it's survival. Do you know what my mum did at Christmas dinner?
You're on the Grinch Christmas bus.
but mentally I'm back in the junglers of my house. Do you know what my mum did to me on Christmas dinner? It was Boxing Day, actually. I had got some seafood, and no one has ever done this to me before, and it was a little thing, but it really freaked me out. It's sort of really invasive. She was eating prawns, and obviously getting, like, prawny fingers, and then I had a serviette, like a nice Christmas serviette thing on my lap. She reached over, picked it up off my lap, and cleaned her fingers with it.
Oh.
That's unacceptable.
And did she not have her own serviette?
Yeah. And it wasn't like it was next to my plate where it could have been hers or mine. Yeah, it was on my lap.
She put her hand in your lap.
She put her hand in my lap, got a serviette, and wiped her fishy fingers. And, and she went, "I haven't got one." I went, "Yes, you do. It's there." And it was by a knife and fork. Secondly, if you haven't got one, go and get a bit of kitchen roll. Don't start picking from my lap.
So tell me more about your beautiful build-up where you've got all your presents wrapped, which I'm going to put on Lou rather than you, Rob. You've got all your presents wrapped. You're just doing wonderful activities with your children in the build-up to Christmas.
Shall I talk you through what we did? So, go fuck yourself. Alarm again. No.
No, you're joking.
Let me put the code in. It just does a weird, odd beep. One second.
It just did a random beep. Fuck's sake. This can't be listenable.
Sorry, Josh.
It's all right. So take me through your absolutely wonderful build-up to Christmas.
Wonderful build-up to Christmas. Okay, so...
Can I also ask, getting all your presents done, getting everything organised, what percentage of that is Lou-based and what percentage of that is Rob-based? Two words, Rob. Mental load.
Everything.
Okay.
For the kids. Lou sorted everything while I was away. Pretty much,
yeah.
Just because I wasn't here to do it. Food-wise, that was sort of, I'd say, 80-20 in my favour of sort of getting the food and cooking
it. Yeah.
So I do all the cooking on the day and sorting out the food and drink and stuff and collecting it.
Oh, that's... But do you think, Rob?
Yeah.
I look at the people that do the cooking and I feel a bit jealous. I think it's a good gig. Because you're always like, sorry, I've got to go in the kitchen, just have a glass of wine and listen to the radio for 20 minutes.
Because of our house, everyone just stands round the kitchen while I'm cooking, which I find quite intense.
Like Greg Wallace and John Turode style.
Yeah. So I hosted Christmas Day and Boxing Day, and by the end, I was absolutely knackered. It was too much. I might do a eat out next year and then just get everyone to come back to the house for drinks and, like, snacky bits.
The old pub lunch.
The old pub lunch.
I've always looked at that and thought, that looks tempting, but they've got very strong views on bringing your own lasagna.
I reckon if you... Yeah, you can't bring your own lasagna and go, warm that up for me, mate. Did you leave it in the shed or did you put it in the fridge?
I'll be honest with you, Rob.
Yeah.
Time was so bad that it was made so late in the evening that we just left it on top of the cooker.
Right, okay, fair enough. Right, so my week, Monday wasn't a great start to the Christmas week. I had to go to Birmingham for a corporate, which was not ideal. Anyway, the next day, 20th, we did the kids' Tuesday, the yes day, where we had to say yes to whatever they wanted.
Oh my God.
Which was great fun. Do you know what? They didn't even take the piss that much. It's basically they just liked the idea of control. So you just have to set up parameters and go, right, let us know if there's any big things you want to do, because you can't on the day say, we want to go to a circus, because you're like, well, where's the circus kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But they wanted to go climbing. They love Clip and Climb. So I took them to the Reach Climbing Wall down in Cheltenham. They love that.
Yeah, lovely.
big up Hacken, who helped us. They do a thing, 60 quid, which I thought was quite good, for an hour's one-on-one. Like, you get an instructor for all four of you for an hour. Oh, and I thought that was really good because you got to experience it all.
Who was better, you or Lou?
Lou was more fearless than me. Getting right up to the top, so I bottled it halfway.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you bottle it and have to come back down?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't stay up there forever. Everyone has to come back down.
Very deep, Rob. Very deep.
But Lou was better than me, but also Lou's very... What I'd say about Lou is she's a feminist, but actually does something about it. So she'll go, right, I am going to climb that wall, or I am going to do it, or like, I will build the, you know, the IKEA furniture and stuff like that. She makes a point of doing it, which is great
and
for me.
And you show your feminism by letting Lou do everything.
Yeah, so I'm sure I'm a feminist by letting Lou do all the building of the IKEA stuff.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Great. I love it. I love being a feminist. Yeah.
Is it true you bought her a spanner for Christmas? Is that true?
No, that was a birthday present, actually, an early one, because she needed it. So we did that Kids Tuesday. Then we went climbing wall, and then we went to Hey Dougie Live on the South Bank. They was allowed an ice cream before lunch, because it was yesterday. Went on the carousel, which was, I'd say, overpriced, but they enjoyed it.
How did they approach? They could choose whatever they ate all day. What were they doing?
Donuts in bed for breakfast.
Oh, my word.
And then they had ice cream and for lunch, but then also had some, like, a hot dog thing from, like, one of them concession stands on the South Bank.
And let's be honest, Rob, were you joining in? Were you going, well, I'll have donuts for breakfast as well. I'll have ice cream for lunch.
I was trying to be healthy leading into Christmas. They had pizza for dinner. But actually, like, they just loved the idea of it more. I thought they were going to rinse. Obviously, when they get older, mine are 5 and 7, it'll go up a notch.
When they're 16 and 18, that's going to be a tough day. And you're out trying to score some weed for them.
You just need to give me more. If you want hard drugs, you need to let me know. If you want class A's, I need a couple of days. that was brilliant fun. We enjoyed that. Then on the 21st, we went on the Grinch bus with you. That was fun. Yep, we had some cakes and stuff. And then on the 22nd, we had a chill day at home. Then me and Lou went out for some drinks and food, a little date night, and then we had the babysitter come round.
These people have sorted their lives out.
Oh, it was great. We had a babysitter around, went out for drinks, and we'll see some friends. And this was funny. When we come back, the babysitter is brilliant. They love the babysitter. Said, oh yeah, they did play a trick on me. And we went, oh, what was the trick? And she went, oh, your daughter said, come here to the bedroom and smell under the covers. It smells beautiful. And I was like, sometimes the girls spray loose perfume. So when they're upstairs supposed to be asleep, they're running around spraying perfume and they come down and think. And I thought, oh, they did that. No, they'd both farted and hotboxed.
Yeah, yeah.
They hotboxed the babysitter.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fucking hell. That is incredible.
I know, it's a bit much, isn't it? 7 and 5.
I think, though, if you're a babysitter and they go, smell under the duvet, it smells beautiful, I think you think they're going to have fired under there. Surely. Yeah. Surely.
She played along, though. Great woman.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Good woman.
We did that. 23rd, we went down to Lapland. You know Lapland in Ascot?
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
That was great fun.
That is one of my few Christmas victories.
I'd say, though, it was torrential rain in the morning, and it does take a bit of the magic off, but it is brilliant.
Oh, dear. Did the real snow melt?
No, it didn't. No, that was still there. It was still pretty solid.
Oh, that's good.
It was still, the magic was still pretty strong. So, no, that was brilliant. As ever, you've heard me sing those praises before. But
Tell you what, Rob, you've had an incredible Christmas period. It's insane. Will we get there one year? Will we achieve this?
Well, Christmas Eve, obviously went to Muppets, watched the cinema.
Fucking hell.
Came back, had a bit of lunch, and then me and Lou sort of wrapped a few presents, had a few drinks, bit of party food.
Made love in front of the fire.
No fire. Just did it in front of the radiator. Just in front of the electric fan, whirring, warming our cold bodies. I'm not sexy at Christmas. I'm not into it. I'm too tired and full.
Sexy time of
year. I'm so fat. I'm so full. I feel awful.
Yeah.
I got so hot on Christmas Day from cooking. I sat in the garden for 25 minutes, just in a t-shirt.
Oh my God.
And trousers, obviously. Oh, this was quite fun on Christmas Day.
Yeah. So was your Christmas Day as perfect as the build up to Christmas?
I'd say Christmas, it was lovely. I was just so, like, the food was great. We had Lou's mum and dad over and stuff, and it was really lovely. I was just too tired. I think when you've got
kids...
Well,
you had done 48 activities for your children in the week before, Rob.
I think, and we had both their birthdays, like, two Sundays in a row. And I think by the time it gets to Christmas, like... It's like a time to catch up with family, isn't it? And also Lou's, well, our other niece on Lou's side, it's her birthday at the beginning of December. So Lou essentially has seen her mum and dad four Sundays in a row.
Yeah.
So by the fourth
Lou's
time, everyone's like...
just love shagging in March, don't they?
Yeah, they do. The Watsies just get a bit horny March time. They love the spring. They see a lamb, let's go to town.
And so Christmas Day was a success, though. How did the presents go?
Yeah, good. Yeah, so we had Father Christmas gave them one present, which was the Barbie Dream House, and then we got them some. That's how we sort of do it. And they loved it. They absolutely loved it. And I was so happy and excited. Like, those people that wait till the afternoon, I think you're losing the momentum and the energy of the morning by waiting so long.
Yeah. Oh, you've got to go. You've got to go hard, go early, yeah. I think.
I was getting all excited and clapping along like a nan. When they opened the dream out. Yeah, I was like, I sort of caught myself going, I'm in the moment here. And it was good. And then the food's all good. It's just, I think everyone's a bit ill and tired. And I find it so exhausting, people.
Yeah, it is fucking knackering.
So how was your Christmas day?
It was good. We did Santa, obviously. He came. That was good. Stocking.
We had to leave one stocking downstairs because my youngest is scared of him.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Doesn't want him in the room, which is understandable.
So we had the stocking was in the room. She wanted to put a carrot out for every reindeer.
Okay, that's a lot of carrots, mate.
Yeah, we talked around to carrot batons. So one baton for each reindeer, which was good.
One baton. Hummus?
No hummus, Rob. No.
Sure.
Because I thought when he's doing the rounds in Hackney, he's probably hummused up to the eyeballs enough as it is. Do you know what I mean?
yeah, exactly. So what did you put out for him?
What did we put out? 9 carrot batons, some brandy and a mince pie.
Classic. Nice. Okay, fair enough. And she wanted a magic set for Christmas.
Yeah, she got a magic set from Santa.
How was that? It's a lot of work for the parent, the magic set.
She was annoyed. She was annoyed it wasn't actually magic, which was annoying for me because it was very difficult to explain that you just have to learn how to do the tricks now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You've got to bring something to the party.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to make a ball disappear. She was annoyed that there wasn't the opportunity to put a rabbit in a hat and make it disappear. And I thought, come on, mate.
Imagine if you got a rabbit just for the trick.
I know, exactly. So I'd say Christmas Day was a success. I'd say...
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Good food. Party
the
time.
The lasagna was good. You're not going to believe what I did in the morning, Rob.
Victoria Park?
I just took my son this on the morning because...
I've never known anyone. You're there more than the bloke who's in charge of it. You're there more than the groundskeeper. Well, you should just get a set of keys.
Honestly.
Open it up for him.
But my son, you've got two daughters, right?
Yeah.
Now, I've done a sample of my friends who've got boys and girls. I know every child's different.
Yeah.
But fuck me, they fit into gender roles quickly, my children. My son, my daughter would happily just stay in the house and do crafts until the apocalypse. If my son is still in the house at 10:05 in the morning, he is going fucking insane.
I think
it's like a dog that needs walking. You've got to just walk them.
Take him to the cinema, dog friendly.
Yesterday, took him to the park in the morning, then got home. He didn't want to come in the house, so I just had to walk him around the block. And then in the afternoon, I was just walking him around the block.
So is he walking himself or is he in a buggy?
Yeah, he's walking himself.
Right, yeah.
So you just walk him around the block. He doesn't know the difference between a road and a pavement. That's annoying. And then, so he's got this thing, right, where he's been taught to sit down for his food, right? Like a fucking dog.
What?
So it's like... No,
what do you mean?
He sits down if he wants food. Like, because he goes to his seat normally. No, yeah, he goes to his seat normally.
So just in the street he'll do it, if he's hungry?
Well, that's what happened for the first time yesterday. This is a picture of him after I bought some grapes at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Can you see that?
He's just sat on the floor in the street.
He's just sat on the floor in the fucking street until I gave him a grape.
He looks like you as well.
I know.
It's like you've bred on your own. Because they're definitely yours.
They're definitely mine, Rob. There's no doubt about that. Because when I saw yours, I did think, I'm not sure about this.
well, yeah, so he just sits down. Did he give him a grape on the floor?
Yeah, and then he just did it. He sat down on the pavement about five or six times on the way back from the shop.
So basically, he's walking along with you, and he wants another grape. So rather than put his hand out, he just sits on the floor.
Oh, he puts his hand out, and then he sits down on the floor. And then you're like, what the fuck am I going to do here? Yeah. Because obviously, normally, he's in a buggy because you're taking him somewhere. But because I was just taking him for a walk to stretch his legs. He's like, honestly, it's like having a greyhound. It's mental.
Yeah, it must be quite a jump as well because your daughter is so chilled. I know she comes out of her shell a bit, but she wasn't like, she's just sort of, she's very...
She just goes along with life. Yeah. He's desperate to do stuff. Do you know what I'm doing after this, Rob?
What?
The moment this stops recording.
Victoria Park?
Yeah. Honestly, I fucking live there. I might as well move to the park. There is like a little house in the park, like a kind of groundsman's house.
Yeah.
Thinking of looking into it.
Well, the thing is as well, if you live a bit further out, you could get a bigger garden and you could run around the garden more.
The problem with that is, Rob, he does run around our garden, but he'll go into the flower bed. The thing with Victoria Park is I don't care if he fucks it up.
It's a big open green, so he's not going to hurt himself.
It's a big open green, so he just goes and you just follow. And let's be honest, have a look at your phone while he's walking off.
Yeah, that doesn't seem safe, but that's fine.
No. I'm keeping pace with him. I'm three steps behind. If he's not looking, I'm going to check my WhatsApps.
Or I'd have a podcast in one ear.
I feel too guilty about the podcast in one ear. Do you do that?
Well, no, but like when they're that age and they're not directly... I wouldn't have a podcast in if he's sat on my lap and talking to me or trying to watch a TV show.
No, of course.
Like, if he's just sprinting forwards...
Yeah.
I think running, just walk then, and then it's a lot nicer walk, isn't it? And the key thing is to watch him.
And he goes over so often, right? He goes over and he doesn't give a shit, right? So I reckon, obviously, he falls over, you know, grass joins the path, he'll fall onto the grass, that kind of thing, yeah? Constantly. And he doesn't think anything of it because he's 18 months old. We were walking past a couple yesterday. He fell over and the man, who was about 60, he like panicked and lifted him up and picked him up as if... And it looked like I was a bad dad, Rob, because I just didn't even react to my own son falling over. I just watched him fall and just carried on.
Yeah, but you know that he's fine.
I know he falls 20 times a day. It's fine. It's on grass.
Grass in winter is basically a bouncy castle.
Exactly. It's fine. So that's been my Christmas. And I've been ill.
Everyone's ill. Me and Tom Davis. You know Tom Davis?
Yeah.
We were messaging each other about Christmas, blah, blah, blah. What turns out, we were both having a shit at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Shit twins.
That is not an image, is it? How did that come up?
Well, I was messaging him.
Yeah.
And I was saying, I was like, oh, I've just gone to the toilet for a bit of quiet time to have a shit. He went, I'm having a shit too. We both sent each other a photo. And then what was funny was all the messaging stopped and it was obvious we were both wiping.
Oh, my God. And you know what? I mean, no disrespect to him.
Yeah.
If you asked me to write a list of the top five guests we've had that I wouldn't want to follow into the toilet, Tom Davis would be on it.
Yeah. I bet he does some damage in there, doesn't
he? Oh, my word.
He's a big lad.
He's a big lad.
I imagine yours are perfectly spherical.
Yeah, it's like a rabbit.
Little rabbit drops. Yeah. Little beige rabbit drops.
Yeah.
Josh, should we do a, what's it called? A
small business shout-out. Yeah.
And then next episode, I think we should do some correspondence.
I feel like I really need to have a successful Christmas next year, Rob. I feel like I'm on a bad run.
Yeah, but I think, look, Christmas is never as good as you think it's going to be. And don't beat yourself up for it. It is what it is. It's just a day.
I think I prefer all the other days. Not of the year, but around Christmas.
I agree. I mean, actual Christmas Day, I find. But then I'm doing a lot of the cooking and organising. I think if we go, I'm going to try going out next year.
So what are you going to do? You're all going to turn up at a pub. Oh, my God, it sounds so good.
Or they could come to mine at 12, have a little drink, little bit of fizz for an hour, go to a pub, have some lunch, come back and have sort of like little snacky bits or a turkey sandwich.
Oh, my God. No washing up.
No washing up. No dishwasher, mate. Well, and then we just have a quiet day. We go, like, people can come on Christmas Day, but have a quiet day, Boxing Day.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, my God, I forgot to tell you. One last Christmas thing to add to my appalling preparation for Christmas.
Yeah.
I went to the Hackney Big Tesco on the 23rd.
Okay.
Fucking hell. That is a tough. I took my daughter because I thought it would be a nice day out. That is an insane place to go on the 23rd of December. The queues...
That's a lively Tesco, that
is. The queues, Rob, two-thirds of the way down the aisle.
Yep.
I was at the back of the queue with all my stuff, and I phoned Rose and I said, I think it might just be quicker to abandon my trolley and go to the local shops and buy all this stuff, which we could have got anyway, because I think I'm going to be in this queue 45 minutes.
What did you do?
I stayed.
Yeah.
But that wasn't my biggest mistake. My biggest mistake, Rob, was I chose to queue up in the alcohol aisle on the 23rd of December.
Oh, Josh.
So for 45 minutes, I was basically blocking people from their alcohol. I would say it's the bleakest place I've ever been. The alcohol aisle on December the 23rd in Hackney Tesco. Stood with my five-year-old
what
daughter.
Popular?
What was popular, for Rob? Fucking everything. If you think England has got a bad relationship with alcohol, you should stand in the alcohol aisle of Tesco on December the 23rd. It was enough to put me off drinking for life. I tell you that. It was unbelievable. My daughter's not really understanding what's going on, why people are pushing past her in an attempt to get the last bottle of rosé. Who's drinking rosé on fucking Christmas Day?
Well, to counteract that drinking that we've all done over Christmas, here's a small business shout out. Well, here we go. I, Josh and Rob, we absolutely love the podcast. It brings a smile to my face every time I listen. Please could you give a small business shout out to my husband's alcohol-free bar in Derby?
Oh, here we go.
He and some friends set it up a few years ago, and now they have a bar in the city centre, which is completely alcohol-free. They started renovating the building just before we had our daughter and have just celebrated their first birthday. They have also an online store, and they do delivery across the UK. Their Instagram is Yada Collective, which is Y-A-D-A Collective, and their website is yadacollective.co.uk. If you're ever in Derby or Nottingham area, pop by and enjoy a pint of alcohol-free beer or a cocktail. Thanks. Go on, Josh. You got one?
Yes. Hi, Rob and Josh. Huge fan of the podcast. Been listening since more or less the start. Whilst we don't have children yet, my partner and I love listening and found it both invaluable and terrifying hearing from you both, as well as your guests, about the ups and downs of becoming a parent. It's now safe to say we're both excited and terrified in equal measure after listening. I'd like to ask for a small business shout out for my partner's dog barkery called Good Dog Barkery, which she started during lockdown after our cockapoo Loki was found to have several allergies, which made getting him treats both expensive and difficult. Since his diagnosis, she's been a certified dog nutritionist, creating a range of products which not only use human-grade ingredients, but are also nasties-free and gluten- and dairy-free. She makes each one by hand and takes care to make sure they're not too calorific for dogs. She can be found on Insta at gooddogbarkery, like bakery, but with an R in, where there is a link to her Etsy shop. Any help you can offer to get her started will be a big boost. She's gone above and beyond to give our food-loving dog something he can enjoy, so I'm very proud of her. Thanks in advance, Tom.
Josh, well, I'll see you for the next one.
Oh, Rob.
Friday, I think Correspondence Special.
Oh, yes, please. We don't do enough correspondence. Do you know what we say don't. More than anything on this show? That we don't do enough correspondence. We should use that time to do correspondence.
Yes, please send more stuff in as well. This is a call out for more correspondence. Any boomer stories, any injuries from your kids that have hurt you by accident, any funny stories from parents in, let us know and we'll read them out. Josh, see you next time.
See you next time. Look forward to it.
Bye.